Before I make our recommendation on target A, please let me allow to answer a question you asked yesterday. What can we report in 2020? Regarding target A, B, C, and D, I must tell you that if we would have to report tomorrow, Switzerland would deliver a database that would look like a Swiss cheese with small and huge gaps in it. Thus, the feasibility assessment that was initiated by Japan showed that we can only report on some indicators and some hazards, but we cannot report a full set of indicators on any hazard at the moment. And in 2020, it will look very similar. The good message is that the Sendai process initiated a project in Switzerland to build a national database. And of course, the proposed indicator system will be the guideline for this. This will take time because the development of a national DRR database is not only a technical dimension, but also has a strong political dimension. Of course, we will try to improve our report capacity by 2020, but it is impossible to say at the moment how good and what the capacity will be in at that time. Thus, we must expect that we are not able to report all the desired data, and one has to expect that we report every year new data because we develop our national database. I think that's quite an important information for you. And the same is for the baseline assessment. That was just for introduction. Now, very short to target A. We fully agree with target A1, 2, and 3. We think that these are smart indicators, and we should recommend them as global indicators to the General Assembly in December.